The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
A lot. I think as a leader, as a person, as a competitor, every guy has a story, but I'm so happy for this guy. This is a weight that's going to be lifted off his shoulders. I mean, this guy's as hard a competitor as I've ever seen, and he deserves this.
Jared Bednar talking about Nathan MacKinnon. We talked about this before the game, the idea that, hey, you know, it's time for Nathan MacKinnon to step up. You know, he's only had the one goal during this Stanley Cup final. That went in off a skate. So for him to get that game-tying goal when, you know, let's face it, Tampa came out and took the play to the Avs in the first period, and there was some nervousness there. Tampa was skating. Tampa was beating the Avs to pucks. And MacKinnon's goal, I think, kind of helped settle everything down. And so good, so happy for MacKinnon. We remember what it was like when they lost to Vegas last year, and he was just disconsolate and said, I'm going into my ninth year. I haven't won bleep in this league. And, I mean, this is a guy who burns hot, Mark. This is a guy, he wants it badly. He's very intense. And to be able to see him have that moment last night where he's just grinning like a kid.
Yeah.
Feel good for him.
You lost me at disconsolate.
Wow.
That is vocab right there.
I've been doing some stuff with Cluffy lately.
Okay.
During this run.
Your inability to be consoled, disconsolate, would that be?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Bow chicka bow wow.
I don't know even if that's a word, but I love it. I love that.
It's a word.
Okay. All right. I'm going with you. I'm trusting you on this one. MacKinnon, awesome. The goal, the assist, off the skate, back to Lekkonen. Dude, here's what I loved about it. You're right. That first period was a little wonky, a little shaky. That five-hole shot, you know, somebody tweeted me and goes, he's the only guy, Kemper's the only guy that can make a five-hole shot look like a 10-hole shot, right? But, man, he settled in. The team settled in. They responded to the adversity like they had done all season long, all playoffs long. I mean, they were behind every game in this series except game two when they just blew them out 7-0. But
they clinched every series on the road. They only lost one game on the road this year in the playoffs.
It's just amazing.
That doesn't speak to the mental toughness of this team. I don't know what does. Next on the Morning Brew.
Disbelief. It's crazy. Can't wait to hug my family. Jeez. It's hard to describe. I didn't really know what it'd be like to actually win it, but just seeing all these Warriors battle just feels unbelievable. So words can't describe how I feel right now.
There he is. Nate the Great.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to him. I mean, that's Nathan MacKinnon. You know, he's kept a lid on his emotions for so long, you know, that was the part for me watching it afterwards was just, like you said, I'm like you. It doesn't take long for, you know, the room to get dusty when I'm watching moments like that. And just to see these guys and their joy, their smiles, their reflections, their, you know, being able to share it with their teammates, share it with family members.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
That for
just
me
awesome.
Is the coolest part is just understanding what each and every guy on that team, the value of each and every guy, the sacrifice that each and every guy makes, you know, and to be a part of something like that where everybody, it's like everybody, like your backup goaltender had a huge role in winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, guys that you know, were healthy scratches on the ice. I just think that's, I think I saw Gerard there last night in full uniform. Yeah. Like, that part, he's an important aspect. You don't win without the sacrifices that guy makes. And obviously, he got hurt and broke his sternum in the first series against Nashville. But he's an important aspect of what happened. And to see all those dudes partake in being on the ice and celebrating and taking that picture with the cup, It just doesn't get any better than that.
I mean, we're looking at some of the shots and when they're taking the team photos.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, just, they're kids.
Yeah.
At that moment, they're kids. They're kids who just, you know, got a chance to, you know, win a tournament and now they're going out for ice cream afterwards. I mean, seriously, that's what it looked like. That's what it felt like. That's what the vibe was like.
Right.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I mean, listen, after 16-17, it could have been easy to fire the coach. It would have been easy to let go of some players. It would have been easy to, after the third year of a second-round exit, to blow it up again and move some pieces. And, but they stuck with us, and they committed to us. And they brought in, like I said before, they brought in some really high, high-quality people that just wanted to do anything they could to win. And all these guys that we've added in the offseason and during this season, and it's just so special. And I'm just so happy, like I said, to see all these champions, and especially to do it with Nate, EJ, Conf, do it with the coaches that were here through the tough times, but it's just really special.
Gabe Landeskog, you know, you think about where this team was a handful of years ago, worst in the league. But Joe Sakic, when he was interviewed afterwards, so good to see Joe out there on the ice, lifting the cup. He's kind of a veteran at this. But he was asked about that, and he said, you know, even when we were at rock bottom, we still felt like we were on the verge of building something because we had some good pieces in place. It did not feel like it was just complete despair. Yeah, it was bad, but we felt like we had some building blocks in place. And as Landeskog talked about, they stuck with that. They built up the farm system. Young players came up through the pipeline. They made some incredibly shrewd trades, free agent pickups, just a really good mix of young players and veterans. Put it all together, you got a Stanley Cup champion.
It's not just about the talent. But during that time, you saw that you had the talent with young players, but you saw you had the right mental makeup. Guys who hated to lose, guys who care, right. Guys who could mentor and lead young guys to show them the way it's supposed to be done. And remember the criticism, even going back to 3-4 years ago when they started this playoff run, the criticism was, hey, great skaters, but toughness, right? That was the criticism was their toughness, their ability to grind, they proved that in spades over the course of these playoffs, man. Not only can they skate and they can skate with anybody in the world, but they can play the tough, they can play the long game with a bigger, more physical hockey club like Tampa.
Yep.
There was never any question they were up to that task, hitting people, knocking people around. And, you know, Gabe Landeskog trying to get off the ice after his blade broke. I've never seen that before. Like, and, you know, I mean, it is something right out of, you know, when somebody's running a marathon, their legs quit working, right?
Yeah,
and the dad comes out of the stands and starts, I think it was McKinnon that was trying to drag his ass off the ice.
And he's literally crawling.
Right.
He's crawling.
Oh, man. It's yeah. It reminded me, honestly, of the great scene, the great Olympic scene, when Chaz Michaels thinks he broke his ankle. And he was improvising and skating around and
great authentic.
Jimmy McElroy was great, like, yes, great, Jimmy McElroy was like,
sports moment.
Like, what are you doing? He said, I think I broke my ankle. You know, I mean, it was just that moment was just, that was very much like the Gabe Landeskog moment.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know what? I think it's a culmination of all the 6 seasons that we've been here. The hard work from Joe and his staff to get the additions we needed at the deadline. The growth of all of our players and maturity of our players. And at the end of the day, it's that dedication and commitment that pushes you over the top. So I'm so proud of this group and what they've done.
Final word there from Jared Bednar. And congratulations to Coach. We love Bednar, but what a journey for him.
Sure.
Guy gets hired in the wake of Patrick Waugh leaving. All right, we're going to be bad. All right, here you go, rookie coach. You want your chance to coach in the NHL? Here it is. You're going to take a pounding. You're going to get a bunch of losses. And you know what? Probably when we're ready to start winning, we'll bring in a more accomplished veteran coach to do the job.
Oh, there were a lot of people that thought that that's the way you go, right?
And here he is. He's
a little Marilats of the world. Want, hey, get rid of him. Yeah, get, you know, you went cheap on the coach. Right. Got to have a better coach.
Right.
I mean, think about this. He's the only guy in the history to win at all three levels.
All three levels, yeah.
Win a championship at all three levels. Jared Bednar? Dude, I mean, hang a suit in the rafter. Would you hang a suit for him in the rafter?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right?
Right? It'd have to
you
be
don't
a
hang
suit.
A banner for
no,
him. You hang a suit.
Suit.
Or yes. Put a banner with a little tiny suit on it.
Yes. Not a tiny suit. Big banner, big suit.
Big suit. It would be tailored perfectly.
Ah, cranberry.
With the little blue. Well, I don't know what color blue that is that the Avalanche wear.
Yeah, the little pocket square.
There's got to be a name for it. Yeah, a little blue pocket square. Absolutely.
Oh man,
I'm hanging him in the. I'm hanging his suit in the rafters.
There you go.
Let it be done.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.